the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 15, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford.
A grand jury in Atlanta handed up a 41-count indictment late Monday against Donald Trump and 19 associates, including Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, and Sidney Powell. That in the Georgia prosecutor's investigation into efforts by Trump and some of the key allies to overturn the state's 2020 election results, as reported by the New York Times. Additionally, Rachel Maddow reports all of the defendants are charged with count one, which is a Georgia RICO charge that is racketeering, often used against organized crime defendants. 12 of 23 grand jurors must agree that there's probable cause to hand up criminal charges. As conservationists await finalization of revised rules that govern methane on public lands, a new survey shows a majority of Texans support stronger limits.
The poll by four environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, queried Texas voters about the Environmental Protection Agency's supplemental rules proposed in 2022 to limit methane emissions driven by oil and gas projects. Some Texas officials argue the methane regulations will kill jobs, but Cyrus Reed with the Sierra Club's Lone Star chapter says 72% of the 600 registered voters polled believe otherwise.
Voters do care. They care about air quality. They care about climate change. And a majority of them actually think regulations will lead to more job growth than any job loss that potentially could occur in the oil and gas field.
Rule finalization is expected ahead of November's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Dubai. I'm Roz Brown.
The EPA's methane regulations would reduce emissions 87% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Now to western Pennsylvania. Communities there continuing to reel from the Norfolk Southern derailment nearly 6 months ago. But the railroad did recently commit $1 million to aid ongoing recovery efforts. The details from our Danielle Smith.
The community relief funds of $660,000 was distributed to the rural communities of Darlington Township, and $340,000 went to Lawrence County. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw says the additional funding brings the railroad's total financial commitment in western Pennsylvania to approximately $8.6 million.
We understand the important role that Norfolk Southern plays in Pennsylvania. We have 2,600 employees, and we take safety very, very seriously.
The Railway Safety Act of 2023 advanced out of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation in May with bipartisan support. This is Public News Service. Campaign finance watchdog groups are standing up in favor of Washington's disclosure law in court. The details from Eric Tegetoff.
Facebook parent company Meta has challenged the constitutionality of the state's disclosure law, which requires ad sellers to keep records of how much buyers paid and who the ad targeted. Meta has called the law burdensome on free speech and nearly impossible to comply with. Tara Malloy with Campaign Legal Center says her organization and other election oversight groups have filed a brief weighing in favor of Washington's disclosure law.
To discuss the huge public interest in electoral disclosure laws like Washington and to outline the many challenges that the move to online political advertising has begun to pose for democratic discourse and winning in elections.
In 2022, Washington State filed a $25 million penalty against Meta for more than 800 violations of the campaign transparency law. The law has been on the state's books since 1972. Meta did not respond to a request for comment.
Meta's challenge to the law is currently before a Washington State appeals court. A new analysis of college enrollment data shows people are paying vastly different amounts for the same education because of tuition discounts, which masquerade as merit aid or scholarships.
The data show that much of the so-called merit-based aid goes to wealthier students who are often Asian or white. Robert Massa is an expert in college admissions at USC and former dean of admissions at Johns Hopkins University. He says the name Merit Scholarship is a bit misleading.
I say so-called merit program because it's really not merit and really not rewarding students for the great job they've done in high school as much as they are trying to influence your enrollment decision away from one institution to another.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Finally, Edwin J. Vieira lets us know AARP Connecticut has released its request for proposals that for an application for the Livable Spaces grant program.
In its sixth year, the program provides grants of up to $5,000 for projects focused on improving the lives of people aged 50 and older. These projects are required to make a positive impact in one of the eight domains of livability. One such project is Thrive 55's Pocket Park in Groton. Mary Jo Riley with Thrive 55 says out of an emerald boring beetle infestation came this little park. She was thrilled to find out they'd won the grant.
We were trying to raise some money to replace because there were 30 trees that were lost. And this allowed us to purchase 10 trees and really make an immediate impact on that area.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.